The Book of Ruin, Book 1, Chapter 3. By Stanislav the Polish Plumber. And Gordon fell in with Kinocchio the Clown and Blair the Grinning Butcher and Imelda the Greedy Scouse Goblin was at once at home among them, for they were all useless, idle, thieving cunts. Useless, idle, thieving cunts. Dot feuding, hating each other, bound together by treachery's harsh cords, steeped in offense and foulness, pious and righteous their discourse, squalid and filthy their habits, all, as the ancients said, fur coat and no knickers. All fur coat and no knickers. Kinocchio the clown was then leader of Gordon's tribe, but was an piece of worthless garbage, tripe, and spluttering charlatan. Stanislav tells how Kinocchio, the Welsh git, could not walk in a straight line without falling over on top of his woman, greedy Glynis, could not speak but only issue interminable, repetitive proclamations, and in a contest between Kinnock and an twittering, walking fence post called the Major, the people of the ancient tribes so detested the worthless, spluttering Kinocchio that he lost the contest, even though he should have won, the horrible, thieving Welsh bastard. The horrible Welsh git. Up against the wall, motherfuckers and ginger bastards. Kinocchio whined and whined bad that the place of England deserved to have him botching things up, deserved his sticky Welsh fingers in their pockets, his cawing, sing-song reproving voice in their ears, bleated that the scribes had done for him, the last pilgrim exeunt must snuff out the candle, they had said, should Kinocchio become chief of chiefs. And after the horrible and stupid Welsh git was sent to away in Brussels, a place of thieving and embezzlement and perversion, where he and Glynis and their vile spawn made merry, came another jockman to lead, an oily, puffed up sanctimonious bastard, an lawyer, which is an ancient's word for thief, and his name was called John Smith, or, in some versions of the saga, John Smith's best bitter, and he anointed both the grinning butcher and the snot-eating freak as his heirs, and not a moment too soon, children, for old Smith did die straightways, from a sudden illness or was poisoned and killed by younger men of his own tribe, by Ursites, Milburnites, Botangites, and by their witches, Margaret and Patricia and Ruth Mankelly and Harriet Sour Sister, and by Imelda the cavernous Scouse Gob, who stood to profit the most. Quick! Fresh shit cakes for the fire, the blood thins and chills the heart as the saga of ruin unfolds. And after the deceasement of Smith, Gordon did plot and intrigue against all and blackmail and bully any in his path to secure unto himself the chieftain's role which was his by right, he claimed, as a son of the fucking manse. But his tribesmen knew that others too, in addition to his kin, would see Gordon as defective, misshapen, maladroit and untrustworthy, and Gordon's paramour, called Sneaky Pete, acclaimed, instead, Blair the Grinning Butcher and his woman, Imelda, which event threw Gordon into enrage for the rest of his life, the horrible bad-tempered tantruming snot-eating fucking bastard. The horrible bad-tempered tantruming snot-eating fucking bastard. Rejected thus for his vileness and ugliness of spirit, Gordon the Ruiner, cursing, thwarted, secured unto himself and place behind the throne, as treasurer, from whence he harried and disrupted the doings of Tony and Imelda the freeloader, who, thieves, cowards and liars themselves, could not restrain the malice of Gordon the Ruiner, nor withstand it. Gordon, feuding, even, in night times feted loneliness, with himself, and plotting, whispering contagion and malfeasance, spiteful and vindictive, so conspired against the grinning Blairs they were compelled to abandon the cunt throne to Gordon and set themselves to mendicancy, to begging, in the place called all over the fucking world, which no longer exists. And by means of numbers pulled from the air, or, as Stanislav tells it, rubbish fucking tractor production statistics, Gordon persuaded some, called Heferites and Gavanagites and Toynbites and Toilets Magirites, that he was an genius and unsaint, when in truth he was nothing but an fucked up mouthy cunt with shit for brains, with an disposition so vile that people cowered from his rages, which were frequent, and Gordon the Ruinous spared not even himself from his rages, So stupid was he that he had once bashed an eye out from his own head and was good even for fuck all. Good even for fuck all, and since youth he had blethered, oh, forgive me for being a useless, cack-handed, clumsy, ham-fisted, lumbering, pasty-faced, lardy, spluttering nincompoop. It is because I am a person of one-eyedness, not that I ever mention it to gain sympathy, wink, wink. Stanislav is not clear about the legend of the rocking horse, but it is fabled among other ancient scholars that Gordon, among his male intimates, did often act and dress as an infant, ungross, vile, bloated infant wearing nothing but an cloth around his privates, into which cloth he could warmly and moistly soil himself and be, for a few minutes, happy, squelching in warm shit, shit filling his snotty nostrils, shit oozing out from the towel, down his fat thighs, shit paradise. And it was said that one of his counselors did fashion an image of Gordon the shitty ruiner, sat astride an rocking horse, a pink, naked, blubbery babyman, clad in only a shit towel, or a nappy, pouting. And, for fear of it being shown to the ancients in the place of England and in all over the fucking world, Gordon, the ruinous shitman Gordon, would permit the image maker every license, tolerate his every offense until, eventually, terrified, he appointed him as deputy ruiner, which, for the ancients, marked the true beginning of the end, with the coming anew of Sneaky Pete, now Lord Peter, the foul cocksucker. The age of ruin had properly commenced. The night blows, now, cold and rainy, the wind howls like an hammer and we must find shelter from the storm, behind piled rocks with sticks sharpened against beasts and others, who would bite and tear at us, steal our shit cake, our dried rat flesh and all our treasures. Tomorrow is a day of scavenging, we might find a tin or two of baking beans, in some holy retail ruin. And if so there will be feasting and I shall continue the saga of Gordon the Ruiner. Make, friends and children, the sign of ruin to one another and say, after me, the second commandment of Stanislav the Plumber. And they shall be taken, all, and given an quick rub down with an house brick and drope it down an mine shaft. And so should it have happened, sleep well, itinerant paupers, ragged and frightened, cold and hungry, in the wreckage and squalor left us by Gordon the Ruinless. Amen. To be continued. Copyright Stanislav the Polish Plumber 2009.